Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
As we look around the United States, we can hardly believe what we are seeing. This nation is not the nation we grew up in. We see our history being erased, our founding fathers being denigrated, as their statues defaced or torn down, our flag being burnt on a regular basis, our nation's public school students being indoctrinated with anti-American curriculum. The Department of Justice is being weaponized against those they consider political opponents. Conservatives, even concerned parents, are being labeled domestic terrorists. Many question the security of our election process. Increased calls for a single-payer system are coming from politicians, more government intrusion on our daily lives, etc., etc. Are we moving towards socialism? My guest today will help us understand the road we see our nation headed down. Lourdes Swartz is the president of the Freedom, Faith, and Family Coalition. Thanks, Lourdes, for being with us.
Oh, welcome. I'm glad to be here with you.
And I hope I pronounced your first name right.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Congratulations.
So what is the Freedom, Faith, and Family Coalition? We'll start with that.
Okay. Well, we're a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and we focus on education. But during this most recent election integrity issues that came up in a national level and then local levels, so we're also doing a bit more of political education, like educating candidates to run for offices so they can be on the school board fighting for our freedom.
Definitely an important issue. I've never seen so much interest in school board races. So many times they've just been, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I'll vote for this candidate. And unfortunately, we don't know in too many cases where the candidates stand.
Right.
And in too many cases, candidates don't want you to know where they stand on the issues. That's very troubling. So,
right.
And you're in the Scranton area up in northeastern PA?
Correct.
I know Luzerne County definitely had major issues with the last couple of elections, actually. And so election integrity is definitely a very important issue. So what is your story? What caused you to become involved?
Well, I grew up in Brazil. I was, my dad and my mom, they were farmers, and we had a very beautiful life. You know, we worked hard, produced our food, and enjoyed life very much so. But to me, you know, America was like a dream place that I wanted to know more about what's America. When you look at what America is, represents to us, represents freedom, represented the culture that I very much looked for, which is a Christian faith in actually we thought, okay, America is protected because we have such a Christian community in America.
Right.
So that brought me to America, and I was looking for that, looking for a place where we can live in peace with others and also make an impact in the world, because America represented hope.
Really,
I wonder how long that's going to be, if that's going to last.
Right. Because America, where America stands on the various issues definitely impacts the world, because we see
the whole world.
Right. We see our foreign aid being given to countries to promote abortion, to promote the whole LGBTQ issue, and threats.
Correct.
Of if you don't embrace these things, the U.S. government is threatening not to provide foreign aid to any of these countries that are trying to maintain their conservative family values. And that's troubling, very troubling to many,
that's
many
troubling.
People. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, indeed. That's our State Department at work. You know, they're using our money to really push and pound this agenda that is a destructive agenda. I mean, you cannot imagine if you're doing, if you're promoting the woke movement, that you are being constructive. Healthy families actually is the cornerstone of every healthy society.
I totally agree. I think that's why the family is being attacked. And why there's so much government effort to divide families and to really become the quote-unquote family for the next generation's children. The government's trying to, replace the family, and that is destructive. So when you first came to the States, have you seen a difference? I'll put it like this. Have you seen a difference since when you first came to the States and now?
Oh, yes. I came the last day of 1979, mm-hmm. and that was a wonderful time, I believe. You know, America was prospering, and we had, for instance, the black family had many, many more fathers at home. Mm-hmm. Today we have, I believe, 69% of our African-American homes do not have a dad.
Now that
for
that,
children to come to.
That percentage or
so
higher.
So that's a big change that I can point it out quickly. Mm-hmm. But in reality is we're seeing, and by the way, it's not just here. It is in Brazil as well. You know, my husband traveled throughout Brazil. He's a scientist, so he's working on fentanyl. He actually wrote a book about fentanyl, which is the world's largest wetland. It's in the middle of nowhere. And there he saw children being raised, you know, to put condoms and cucumber. This is a disgrace because the woke culture exists for a very long time in the schools. Mm-hmm. Somehow COVID helped us out, correct? COVID brought that up.
It did. I mean, that's the only positive thing that came out of COVID is it exposed what our kids are being taught.
That's so sad.
And that has awakened parents and awakened many Americans as to how their taxpayer dollars are being used to negatively impact America's future leaders. And it's very troubling. So you saw the same thing happening?
Same pattern going on. And I have friends in India, in Japan, in Korea, in other places. Mm-hmm. And they tell us the same story. You know, they come first for your family. Yeah. And that's the destruction of the family is what makes communism prosper.
Right.
And I actually have a friend that was raised in Venezuela. Mm. And I wish she was here with you because she is much more articulate than I. But her story, her story is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So communism has really its way through the destruction of the family. And that is why we're putting this fight, back to push for traditional values, for children to abstain until they're within marriage.
Right.
You know, so we're promoting that program. It's called Free Teens USA, which is fantastic. If you go to freeteensusa.org, you can see that the children actually appreciate that message. Even when they're taught, like in Paterson, New Jersey, in the schools, the public schools, the young men and women, they want to grow up. They want to have a freedom to have to be protected, to have a good marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it gives them stability, gives them a goal. And it's something that they can seek after. Because they can tell that it's much more stable to be in a stable family, in an intact family. And I'm just wondering, you mentioned all the various countries, you know, Korea and Japan and India and such. I wonder if they're using U.S. taxpayer dollars to promote this stuff.
Most of them. Yeah. As you can see, Pompeo was exposing that recently, right?
Yeah.
And I just heard last Thursday we had an international meeting with our representatives in Japan, and they're saying the same thing, that Emmanuel is there in Tokyo right now demanding that the legislature support bills that promotes all of that agenda, the woke agenda. And it doesn't matter what the Japanese people want. You know, obviously they do not want such a thing,
right?
But our government
our
government is there pushing with our own taxpayers' dollars. And that is something that needs to be exposed.
We have no right to do that. And I know that the U.S. partners, especially when Democrats are in control, the U.S. partners with International Planned Parenthood, and I know that a lot of this stuff is coming from them, again, being financed by U.S. taxpayer dollars. But
abortion,
And
they fund abortion everywhere with our money. The sad thing is, you know, that we do not have the money. You know what I mean?
I thought there were trees growing in the backyard of the White House.
Growing
in my
money. Here.
No
yeah.
money trees? So I thought
there's money growing on the trees right here. They should make a better use of our, hard work dollars.
Right, exactly. And not, yeah, not be interfering in other countries' affairs and encouraging them to, yeah, jump on the woke board.
Correct.
The woke wagon or whatever. It's troubling, yeah, that. And we, you know, we really have no say in it because it's, yeah, happening no matter how many times we contact our, yeah, state, or rather our U.S. congressmen or U.S. senators. Of course, Pennsylvania, right, have Fetterman and Casey, so we don't have much chance in the Senate any longer without having, no, to say. But
yeah,
that's very...
Well, it appears that we have one senator right now in Washington.
Well, that's true. That is true. Good point. Good point on that. Good point,
yeah,
on that. Now, recently, Brazil, yeah, did have an election.
Right.
And my understanding is that the U.S. government may have played a role in...
In China.
That. Well,
correct.
Oh,
our CIA, our CIA, our beloved government, was there... damaging the election process, because they also created the same things we have here in America. It's pretty much the same.
You mean as far as the electronic voting machines and such?
Exactly. The electronic voting machines, and anybody can vote anywhere they want, you know. And on that matter, you know, I had my son is a judge of elections here in our township, in our precinct. So I asked him, you know, how do you verify the votes? Actually, the Pennsylvania laws, and believe me, I need your help with this because I didn't have time to research. He said, you know, Mom, we count votes. Okay, if someone appears with a box full of ballots, they got to count it. That's all they can do.
They don't have,
okay,
to verify signatures
they
or anything?
They do not, right. No, because there are people demanding that you count those ballots. Those boxes that shows up, they're fake ballots.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they have to count it, and that's what we need to verify. We need to be very astute, you know, with our, and I understand that Washington is now, the our own Republican congressman is putting on a bill to bring election integrity on a national level, that we must clean our voting rolls, and we must, you know, one day election, everybody has to be, the signatures verified. So there is a hope on that area. But in Brazil, it's the same thing. We lost. We had a Trump, you know, Brazilian Trump, which is Bolsonaro. His name is Jair Bolsonaro, a wonderful, faithful man. He has a faith in God. He's a decent fellow. He's a politician, but he's a very decent person. Mm-hmm. And besides being stabbed, you know, badly when he was doing one of those speeches, one of those rallies, he is now, we have a communist in power.
Yeah, I know. After
which is
the,
very sad.
It is very sad. Do you know, is he still in Brazil? The one who lost, the candidate who lost?
Oh, yeah, he's in Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah, his son is a congressman. So he comes usually to the CPAC conference here in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
So they're good people. We're hoping to have them back in a few years. But, you know, I did some research and I was trying to understand when you asked me the question, what happened. Is there similarity with what happened here in the U.S.? And yes, you know, judicial misconduct. Mm. Actually, our Supreme Court there has 11 members, but right now one is out of in some kind of capacity. So they have 10 Supreme Court justices.
50-50
split. Nine of them are communists.
Oh my goodness.
And one conservative.
That is
a major, major problem.
But if
you go down, you know, pretty much like states' rights does not exist in Brazil, okay? It's very different. The state, like in America, you don't like Chicago or Illinois, you go to Florida, right?
Right, right.
You move to Florida, you have better system of laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Brazil, there's not much of that going on. The state rights pretty much does not exist.
Now, does Brazil have states like we do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, we have 23 states, but you don't have red and blue states. It's a nightmare everywhere, as far as what I can tell.
Wow.
So, and the other thing I was going to say is, you know, like the way it all started was big media completely left, okay? Mm. People are brainwashed from morning to night that, you know, on the left. on a Marxist agenda. But then the next most important aspect of that whole process is the judges. You know, the judges no longer practices the Constitution. They do not obey the law. They just are militant Marxist is the word that I was used to explain who they are. So it is a very dangerous situation.
So
because they don't have the Supreme Court either.
Right. At least we do have that at this point.
Yeah. Most
of the time they make the right decision. But you know, as you're describing the media in Brazil, is there any attempt to have a conservative media? Is there any conservative media in Brazil? Or is it all just
There are, you know, radio shows, conservatives, and also social media is a very important tool used by the right. It's pretty much like here, really. The only thing is that I understood today when I called my friend, is not a journalist, but very clear on what's going on. He said, Lourdes, it used to be that if something happens in America, it took a long time to happen here in Brazil. Mm-hmm. But now, all of those things are expedited.
Wow.
You know, some like they're going to imprison Trump. Pretty much it's going to happen again also in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just overstating the fact. But so he said he's been accelerated. So I think the worldwide Kabul, you know, the Marxist, and then, of course, with Chinese money, Brazil is the largest exporter of food, a soybean, meat, pork, chicken to China.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah, he's one of the largest exporters of food to China.
So you're saying Brazil is the largest exporter of all those foodstuffs.
Food, yeah.
And then we in the U.S. are probably the largest importer of all the junk stuff that China makes.
Probably,
Wow. But again, there's the ties to China, both in Brazil and the U.S.
Yeah, correct.
Scary.
But
scary
what
stuff.
I find extremely troubling is that we spend a lot of money promoting our drug companies, with COVID, they made billions and billions of dollars, and they cannot still produce for us penicillin and the basic drugs, insulin, that it's not produced in America, it's produced in China. And I find that extremely troubling, because what it takes for them to put something on us, medicine.
Yeah, my understanding is 95% of our medication comes from China.
Exactly. In the world made that decision? Would you tell me, Diane?
Probably a Democrat. I mean, that's my guess. I don't know.
Why is that? You see our political figures in Washington talking the big talk and doing nothing about that.
That is an excellent question. If you can figure out the answer to that, let me know.
No, I just want to get your take on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think part of it is power. They're in power.
Yeah.
And they want to maintain that power, and they'll do whatever it takes to do that.
Whatever it takes.
And that's scary. They were not elected by the people to become lords over us. They were elected and they took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, as far as, congressmen and such, presidents and such, took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And we see so many cases that is not happening. They just apparently don't know what the U.S. Constitution says. Maybe they can't read. I don't have any idea. But our U.S. Constitution is not that difficult to understand. But they are not doing what it says.
And, that is so clear. And also we send good candidates. We elect good candidates and they go to Washington. They seem to be brainwashed there or changed completely from what they were.
Yeah.
It seems to me that Washington is a beyond swamp. It's something even worse.
Cesspool,
Cesspool. That's a good name.
Because so much of what is coming out of D.C., how else can we explain the mentality behind some of these bills except from the depths of the like you're saying, deeper than a swamp, it actually has become a cesspool. Now, I've heard several people say, well, you know, good politicians we send to D.C., and they basically become turncoats. It's because of the vile smell coming out off of the Potomac River, and that is impacting their thinking. I, you know, that's just I don't know.
That's possible.
it's very, very sad that we see what's happening. Is there anything that
it is.
What do you think? Do you think the U.S. is salvageable? Do you think we have gone too far towards socialism and communism to be able to come back, or do you think there's still hope?
That's a very difficult question, and I try to listen to many famous people on national television to get their take on this. But to be honest with you, I take the biblical perspective on this. Mm-hmm. I know God will win at the end.
Yep.
God will win.
Yep.
And this nation was a beloved nation by God. It was mm-hmm. built on religious freedom. And we actually need to go back to that. We need to protect our families. We need to step up our efforts to reach our youth.
Yep.
I recently put together a paper that I truly loved it. It's called A Roadmap to Understanding the Bible. And so mm-hmm. I do programs at churches, and I really love to talk to young people about that, because without the Word, without God, without this nation, it will perish. I agree with you, because the opposite of what we're seeing today, this madness, I don't know if you read the Woke Inc., the book by Vivek Ramaswamy, a tremendous book. It's just unbelievable how clear we can turn things around if we just, okay, let's believe in science now, okay? There's two beings, a man and a woman, that's mm-hmm. it. There's nothing else. That's mm-hmm. science, okay? We cannot just throw science in the back burner now.
Right.
Because the left always called, we have to use science. Well, yes, we do.
They say that, but then they say this guy who thinks he's a girl really is a girl and vice versa. Like that's not science. That's make-believe. Yeah.
That is absolutely insanity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, we cannot let that continue. We got to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody can accept that as a truth, as a fact, because it's not a fact. It's
right.
not a truth.
And there's more and more efforts by the other side to silence those who speak the truth.
Indoctrinate,
Mm-hmm.
It's, Diane, we're having, I don't know if you have a minute, I'd like to talk about the Save the Nation conference.
Yes, please
we're
do.
Hosting
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
This is our, I believe, fourth annual. And every year we have a great turnout. People are up in arms.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know what can they do. They want to know how they can work together. The people, like the Patriots, you know, they're forming groups everywhere. I have one big group here in Pike County. We have a smaller one in Lackawanna. We have a much larger in Luzerne County. And it's stepping up. People are stepping up, Diane, which it represents hope.
Mm-hmm.
Every person we turn, you know, every heart will win.
Mm-hmm.
So this conference has the purpose to achieve that, to build, bring people together, share their experiences. And we're going to actually publish the proceedings of this. So we're going to put it online and promote it so people can learn from what we learned here.
Mm-hmm.
We had 20 candidates for the school board, and six of them won.
Good.
So that's a good start.
That
it's
is a good start.
Not great, but it's a good start.
Yeah,
that's what I suggest.
Yeah, and you
can't
be discouraged, because I know that there have been some good candidates across the Commonwealth who have won their races in the primary. We pray that they'll win in the general election. That comes back to the conference.
No.
That's July 29th, correct?
July 29th is a one day,
mm-hmm.
but it's a packed day. It starts at 8 o'clock registration and ends at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You go to freedomfaithandfamily.org. That's how you can register. But
okay.
it's going to be at the Best Western Hotel in Matamoras, PA.
Okay.
We'd love to bring the people who are the doers, you know, those who have great ideas that can share, and we can start building up our coalitions again like we had prior to COVID-19, which destroyed us, you know, the movement kind of became
dwindled.
Less involved.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Dwindled away. Yeah, so we're trying to bring that back. And this is our annual event. We're humble people here. We don't dream too big, but we want to bring the right people. We don't have larger number of people because our population here is rather small. It's
mm-hmm.
not a big center like Harrisburg or Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah.
But Yeah.
Those are hopeless causes in there. the two cities you just mentioned. I think it was a combination of COVID, the lockdowns, plus the election of our current president, plus the persecution of the January 6th Patriots.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second. Them did not exist in Brazil. You know, that was, this is so outrageous what's going on with the January 6th people that it is happening, actually. I'm sorry, in some capacities worse, but what we're seeing here is tremendous. And also, may I say, you know, the day that Comer received the confirmation that Biden was indeed receiving money from Ukraine, and it was truly a crime what he committed, you know, guess what? Our beloved FBI goes trying to get Trump. That's a really serious problem. I wish we didn't have to go through this.
Yeah. So what?
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's all weaponization of the folks who we thought were supposed to defend us, and we see them being, you know, weaponized against pro-lifers, like in Philadelphia area and such as that, and you know, calling concerned parents domestic terrorists. That's very troubling. Yeah. Just the whole, really, the weaponization of the Department of Justice. And I think that's also stirred some fear in Americans as we see congressmen's cell phones, like Congressman Scott Perry's cell phone. I mean, he was on vacation and the FBI or CIA showed up and took his cell phone.
I forgot about that.
Like a co-conspirator or whatever. It's just meant to steer the ones who want things to go back to the way they should be in this country. It's done to place fear in their hearts. So give us a website where folks can get information on the conference.
Yeah, please take a look at it. It's freedomfaithandfamily.org. And we want, the three freedoms that we feel will protect us and will make America godly again. And, great again, but we want it to be godly again, because that will solve the problem by the root. You know, we'll bring back those values that we grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, we love to go to church and see beautiful families together and beautiful couples getting married, and all of that seems to have gone.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see that often. We want to. We want to bring that back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because family is the cornerstone of our society.
Yep, and that's why it's being attacked for sure. Okay.
Correct.
This is great. I mean, it gives us a whole different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, from someone who was not born in this nation, but is now a citizen of this nation. And, you know, we're in your perspective. We know how it was when we grew up here, and we know the country's not the way it was. But sometimes we don't know.
Right.
We don't know what the problem is.
How far we have gone.
Well, true. It's just absolutely crazy. So I do encourage our listeners to go to freedomfaithandfamily.org to get more information on this July 29th conference. Is there a contact form, contact information, where folks can contact you?
Great. Yes, you are able also to sign up online and encourage everyone to come, because we want to build that community again, the patriots to unite, and let's push back. We cannot afford to lose this country at all.
We can't, because the whole world really depends on us.
The
bringing this
whole
country
world.
Back online.
Yeah. They do not depend on Brazil, but they do depend on America.
Yeah, they do.
Absolutely. You know, America is a leading nation in the world. There's really a shining city on a hill, like you talk about America, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
It gives us hope to look up to America.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much, Lourdes, for taking time to be with us. I appreciate it.
And, it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Hey, well, you take care of yourself, and I'll be seeing you in July then.
Okay. God bless you, Diane.
God bless you, too.
I'll see you there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.